This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Just hours after his personal Twitter account was permanently suspended, U.S. President Donald Trump said late on Friday he would look into building his own social media platform. Mr. Trump sent his latest tweets from the official government account at POTUS, saying, quote, "We will not be silenced," and accusing Twitter of coordinating with Democrats and what he called the radical left. Twitter later deleted the posts. It also suspended Trump's campaign account at Team Trump for violating its rules. The company said accounts used by Mr. Trump to try to get around the Twitter ban could also face permanent suspension under its ban evasion policies. Mr. Trump still has access to the official at White House and at POTUS accounts, but will lose this when his presidential term ends. Earlier Friday, Twitter had permanently suspended Mr. Trump's personal account, citing the possibility he could incite more violence after hundreds of his supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol this week. Twitter specifically pointed to two of the president's Friday tweets as a violation of its policy against the glorification of violence. Twitter had temporarily blocked the president's account earlier this week, following the violence at the Capitol on Wednesday. The U.S. economy lost 140,000 jobs in December as it continued to be battered by the worsening coronavirus crisis. The Labor Department reported Friday the December jobless rate remained unchanged from the previous month at 6.7%, despite labor market weaknesses. December was the first time in 8 months the economy had lost jobs. The U.S. added 336,000 new jobs in November. You can keep up on this and all the stories we're covering.